Winning 100, that is Anderson East with Satisfy Me, and that was live backstage at Bonnaroo 2016. He's going to be with the Revivalists Wednesday, August 28th at Ascend, and I am joined down here by another local. Happy 615 day to you.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
Yeah, and I just want to say right off the bat, congratulations on everything, because you are having quite a summer so far.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Thank you so much.
How is that feeling? Like, are you feeling, I'm like, almost relief, almost? Like, I've been putting this work in, and
I do, yes, I do feel relieved. I feel relieved that, you know, I found the perfect home with Oh Boy Records, and that the record found a home. I mean, my new record, you know, I mean, found the perfect home. I do feel relieved, but, you know, I'm never too relieved.
Yeah.
I never stay too relieved.
Not too comfortable.
Because you know, now it's like, it's not like any of the work is done. I mean, the real work is still, it's, you know, years to come.
Yeah.
So, but I feel very content and grateful for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me from an outsider's perspective and a non-musician or record label executive perspective that if you have to answer to anybody, Oh Boy Records people are probably pretty easy to answer to, you know? I think they're going to let you do what you do, and that's why they want you in the first place, right?
Yes, for sure. I mean, and they're definitely putting me to work, which is what I wanted, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, my whole team has put me to work. But, you know, those guys are like, it's almost like they're a dying breed in the music business. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better tribe, you know? It literally feels like family, and it was one of the most you know, organic, I think, things that could have happened, you know. It was just perfect. So they have certainly embraced me for, you know, who I am, and, you know, haven't asked me to change. I mean, dig everything that it's about, and you know, they've clearly been producing real music, you know, since 1981 or so.
Absolutely. So how was your first appearance at the Opry House, right? Just earlier this year?
Yes, I did my first appearance at the Opry House, and then we did it again when John announced the signing just recently at the Opry House. So that was my second time at the Opry House.
Okay,
I guess.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But
cool.
I was there for my first time.
Nice.
A month before that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is it like in the back wings there? I mean, is every door open? Is everybody, like, in and out? Like, what's going on during that show?
I mean, it's crazy. It's, for me, you know, it's like, I mean, I still, you know, respect the institution quite a bit. And I'm just like a little, you know, it's like a little country girl's dream. Just walking in there, seeing, like, I know, you know, you walk by and, like, Ricky Skaggs is, like, rehearsing. Or, I mean, anybody could just be walking around, you know, hanging out. And, you know, you kind of just get in your own dressing room and you can watch everybody from the side stage. It's awesome. I think definitely some of the most interesting stuff has happened backstage, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that is so awesome. And what is on tap for you for the rest of the day, for the rest of summer? What do you got going on?
I am singing with John tonight.
With
John Prine. At, you know, I still can't believe it. I still say John, but I have to say John Prine because I'm still pinching myself all the time. But singing with John tonight for his set at Bonnaroo. And this is the first time I've ever actually sang on the stage at Bonnaroo.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is special. And rest of the summer, I mean, we got these singles coming out. Which hopefully everyone will hear on Lightning 100.
Yeah. She's working it.
And I'm just joking. But
We're not. We'll play.
But the record's coming out, and we'll just be on the road, and, you know, doing the dang thing. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey, for stopping by.
Thank you.
Very excited to see you up on the Bonnaroo stage later.
Thank you.
We'll be hearing more from Kelsey coming up later this summer. Right now we're gonna